appreciate our fan base all season long. Been phenomenal in the way they've responded to our program and to our players. Tonight was no different. Ball walk was a sight to see, and you know, our fans did a great job early in the football game. I know it's tough for our student body as they go home, but man, the students that did show up were fantastic tonight too. Appreciate that. I want to thank our seniors just from the time that I've gotten here, all the uncertainty when I first got introduced up on this podium, and what they faced for 2 months probably leading up to that moment, and how they've responded, stepped through the fire, who they are as people and leaders inside of our program. They've helped lay a rock solid foundation to this program as we go forward, and appreciate everything that they've done. Excited about the win today. I thought defensively started super fast. Obviously, the pick six by Theo, great play by him. Vail's huge return offensively. Don't get things going there early in the football game. Don't convert in that short field. But kids responded. I thought defense played stifling, suffocating defense all the entire first half. Gave up the one play at the end of the first half. Liked the way they came out and responded in the second half for the most part, and offensively found a way to get into rhythm and get some things going there as the game unfolded. But appreciate who they are, what they're about, how they compete, how they've grown, and their competitive spirit every time that we strap it on and run out on the football field. So with that, I'll open it up.
You're going to a bowl. You're guaranteed a winning record. In terms of building the program long term, how important was it to have success immediately in year one?
Important for our program that we grew throughout the course of the season. You guys have seen our kids respond and grow throughout the course of the season. They're great competitors, which is the first thing that you got to have inside your program. Very consistent in that behavior. The one thing that I and we've never done as a team is put a ceiling on this group, and they've responded to that too. They believe in who they are and are confident in themselves as individuals, but collectively as a group too. It was important for us to show those things throughout this season for sure. I think as much as anything, all the recruiting that we did from the time that I got here from February up until September were really, in some ways, words, right? You're trying to compare and contrast to the things that you've done at other places and why it's going to work here. I think the great thing about where we're at in recruiting now is, recruits understand that all of those things are true and will happen here.
Josh, when you have a moment like the senior ceremony when Alante Taylor, a Tennessee kid, kind of comes up and buries his head in you and gives you a bear hug, how emotional is that, given that you've still got to turn around and play a game? Because obviously, he's been through a lot. Everybody here has been through a lot.
Yeah, for sure. A group of young men that they got good careers ahead of them on the football side of them for a lot of them too. But like in life, man, there's no doubt in my mind these guys are going to be successful. Football prepares you in a really unique way for what's going to transpire and happen in life. And these guys will be highly successful individuals the way they're able to step through things. And for Alante and for a lot of them, or all of them, really, just I'm grateful and indebted to them in a lot of ways for just their buy-in and being great leaders and being able to communicate. It's a group of seniors that is really rare in the way that their ability in their ability to communicate. And I say that from the first moment that I got here on campus, and what was working, what wasn't, what was broken, and what was important to them, that laid a lot of the foundation of the groundwork as far as how we kind of move forward in some of those early moments.
Coach, all season you guys have maybe had players that were in and out of the lineup, and you just put the next guy in the offensive line that you don't have your starting right side. You put four different guys in there and rush for 285 yards. Just what does that say about this team? What does that say about those that group and those guys individually?
Yeah, for sure. I think it speaks to Coach Golish and Coach Ellerby and our staff. And all the different positions to be able to put kids in a position of success. I think it speaks to those guys that have stepped in too and competed extremely hard. And, in the moment, they've taken advantage of it for a lot of them. But I think it speaks to who they are when nobody's watching too, and the ability to just grow. I mean, JJ, just where he started, you know, coming in late, and I'm just talking about during the course of summer, you know, just his growth from training camp to his ability to go out there and play the way he did tonight.
You said consistently that you didn't want to put a cap on what this team could be this season. Did you ever feel like you had to, even at the beginning, you had to convince the guys on this team of the same thing, or do you think they understood that?
I think what we as a staff had to show these guys is what does it look like to be able to play at a winning level. And talent's one thing, but that doesn't dictate where you go in this game or in life. And you know, the inches that you got to gain every day, the accountability that you got to have, the respect for, you know, the people you're in the locker room with, to your coaching staff, to the ability to work through the process and just continue to fight and grow, and, you know, the consistency you have to have in your competitive nature and how you attack everything every day. And as we have gone through those stages, they've started to understand that, man, we do have a chance to really be a good football team, you know? And I think they gained confidence in that. They gained trust in us as a staff, but gained confidence in who they were as well. And you know, and then when things haven't gone perfect, you know, or we've been on the wrong side of it, we've tried to show them why those things transpire and things that we can control to change the outcome of some of those football games.
Yeah, Josh, I just want to get your reaction to Tyon Evans yesterday. 3 days ago? Yesterday, announcing he's going to enter the transfer portal.
Yeah, wish him nothing but the best. Yeah.
Josh, what's the plan now moving forward, now that the regular season's over, wait for obviously a bowl bid? How will you guys approach the coming weeks?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, our staff will be on the road recruiting here, and you know, that, you know, kind of becomes the forefront here for the next week or two. We'll be back next weekend, have a bowl practice or two next weekend, and you know, for our guys, they'll have a day or two off during the course of the week, but they'll get back in the weight room a little bit too.
How do you feel Cedric Tillman has developed as the season has gone along? He's 3 straight games with 100-plus yards now.
Yeah, believe his football's still ahead of him, but a guy that, from the moment we've gotten here, just been super consistent in who he is and how he approaches the day, how he works in the weight room. Got to spend as much time as anybody watching extra film on what we've done offensively and what he was going to have to do. Because of his work habits, he constantly gets better. First 5 days of spring ball to the second 5 days, you could see him get better. You could see his confidence grow. Second 5 to the third 5 days, man, he took another huge jump. Who he was all summer long, how he prepared, man. He just, like, during training camp, you could see him take steps. And you guys have seen that in the way he's played throughout the course of the season, man. He's got a chance to be an extremely dominant football player next year. And you guys got a chance to do some really special things, help this program win.
Coach, you've been asked about conversations with Hendon about what he's going to do as a coach. I mean, selfishly, you probably want him back based on how well he's played for you this season. But how do you kind of go about those conversations with him about what he's going to do about coming maybe back?
Yeah, I think for all those guys, you know, to me, you just approach it that you want to present information to your players and make sure that they understand, you know, where they're at, what's being said, what the process looks like, and you help them and their families. You want the best for them, man. I want every one of our players to go to the NFL and have a 10-year career and change the course of their life forever. You know, to do that, you got to be physically, emotionally, mentally ready to make that stride. It's not a league that's a developmental league. And so you want to make sure that your kids are in the right position and right frame of mind. And when it's time for those guys to jump, man, shoot, nobody's happier for them than myself or our staff.
What do things look like from here in terms of recruiting, practice for the bowl? Do you give you guys some time off? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, they'll have a few days off this coming week. They'll get some lifts in. We'll have something this coming weekend, you know, a practice or two. I haven't decided that. And then coaches are out on the road and hitting the ground running here tomorrow.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.